Blog Talk Radio.
I can't talk to her no more. Hi, this is Dove Knight, and the topic of the song is topic of this show is things do not change when it comes to child abuse in adulthood. Living in the present can bring it back to the past at a bad time. Let me repeat. The topic of this show is things do not change when it comes to child abuse in adulthood. Living in the past is over, you know? And when it comes to child abuse, it can be a lingering thing. I have gotten over, you know, stuff as a kid, you know, because, you know, as an adult, I felt that, you know, I had to move on with my life, and my moving on with my life is to, the way to do it is to forgive all the abusers in my childhood, you know. You know, my mother and father in particular did the best they could. And unfortunately, you know, there were some severe things that have happened. I won't get into a lot of it on this program today, because it's kind of personal, but I tried to be very nice and cordial to my mom, and I tried, as an adult, I tried to be very careful in how I talk to her, because I want to respect my mom. Unfortunately, living in the present can bring me back to the past. She started yelling at me, you know, just recently for no reason, because I asked her about my father's family. Have she heard from them? And she just started screaming and attacking me for no reason. And that has happened a lot. I cannot take any verbal assault, especially from my mother, but I try to be very respectful to her. Verbal abuse is no excuse, because I just asked her about the family, you know, my father's side, very nicely. It wasn't odd. I wasn't being argumentative, nothing. Fortunately, it has gotten to the point where it reminded me of a period of time in my life where it was so severe that it hindered my growth in dealing with myself. Because being verbally, physically, and experiencing other types of abuse on a daily basis when I was younger was too severe. And it was too much to overcome in order for me to deal with and to be a healthy human being. But I did it. But I approach it to where I had to tell my mom I can't talk to her unless she does not yell. For many people of childhood abuse, some people have, cut off or disowned their families due to the relentless abuse, and some people deal with it in their own way. There's no way to deal with childhood abuse because I dealt with it so much, not just in childhood, but adolescence. In my early adulthood, there was some events that happened was a bit of very traumatic. So I'm far away from my mom, but I do love her. Unfortunately, it was too much. It just reminded me too much that I had to overcome. You know, and I was so angry with her for so many years, and I was estranged from her because there was so much issues that I had, as well as dealing with her at the time and now in the present, where the continuous disrespect as well as verbal abuse. I can't yell at anybody, especially someone I know and love, unwittingly or attack them verbally. It just isn't right. Some people will say, oh, that's something you can ignore. You know, this is, you're just too sensitive. No. When you've been a victim of being almost getting killed and being a victim of beatings and all kinds of violence, you would not act that way. I had to leave home early because of it. So, but I'm not necessarily blaming my mother for it on this broadcast because it's too personal. I did forgive my mother, but at the same time, you know, I'm going to take responsibility for my actions. I was, you know, I was a goody two-shoe child, but I was not always good. But I didn't commit no crime. I went to jail. But nevertheless, I was no saint either. I was an adventurous person, too. But nevertheless, it's very hard because with some people, childhood abuse can take years to heal. It's a very debilitating, especially if they haven't gotten help as a kid, which I didn't. That's why I turned to rock music to rebel. A lot of rock and rollers or people in the entertainment industry who play rock and roll have very bad childhoods filled with abuse. It's important for me to talk about this because some people deal with this with parents or some person that they have problems with that may be related to childhood abuse. Because while the abuse is over and I'm no longer a child and I'm not thinking about what happened to me as a child or as an adolescent or as an early adulthood, 2021, I'm thinking about now as I get older, as an adult, to where that the lingering effects for so many years, 20-something years, of so much abuse and so many issues, how can I deal with it in terms of dealing with my mom and trying to be cordial? I guess the answer to this question is it varies. I believe this is something that I will deal with for the rest of my life because it's just some things won't change. So if you have any experiences with any abuse and neglect as a young child and you haven't dealt with it, please see a therapist and be good. I mean, some people think therapy is, the close-minded people think it's, how can I describe it? They were thinking therapy is a hindrance. It's not. You know, a lot of people who go through childhood abuse, you know, not only turn to self-defeating behaviors like drug, alcohol, or have mental health disorders, which is the primary cause, because if you're messed up as a child, how can you grow up naturally? Because childhood is a time where you absorb information and sponge, and that's a time where that's supposed to help you grow. Unfortunately, for some people with childhood abuse, they may never heal completely. Some people are accident prone because of the abuse, physical abuse. Some people have very bad relationships. It affects their whole lives in terms of how they deal with people, their employment level, in every way because of severe abuse. If it's not been taken care of at the time of the abuse, then again, it depends. So we have to be very careful how we treat children, or if you've been through abuse, to take care of yourself and make sure that yourself is healthy, because unfortunately, if the abusive parent or guardian or whoever is involved, Sometimes it will never change. I do know that studies show that a lot of times it doesn't. So you have to be very careful, you know, because we all need to be treated with respect and be given the benefit of the doubt in everything we do. And I'm not blaming my mom, you know, because this is personal, but it's important for me to talk about it because I'm not talking about what happened as a child. I'm talking about what's happening in the present and the lingering effects of an action that was exhibited to me when I was younger. And this is not just one day. It happened recently, constantly. So we do the best we can. I have to. I wish that things could be better in terms of me talking about something more positive. But I want to let everybody know my mother is a good person. She did the best she could. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't, you know, we'd be even worse situations. And I, you know, and the thing is that she worked very hard. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be on the streets. But I hope that that they have more programs to help children if they suffer any type of abuse, because it can be very damaging. It can cause a lot of severe damage to the person who's afflicted. It can mess up their lives completely. So that's what it is. That's all I have to say on this topic, because it's a very personal situation. But at the same time, if you exhibit any childhood abuse or experience anything or any similar situation that is related to some trauma, deal with it the best you can. I would suggest just keep away from the person or place of the trauma. Because if it hurts you, you know, you have a good reason. Even if you're not suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, which a lot of victims of child abuse or victims of extreme catastrophic events suffer from. But nevertheless, do the best you can, you know. And don't let any event that was traumatic hinder you from having a good life. It's important that we all have a good life, and it's important that we all go on to have good fortune in relationships as well as in other areas of our lives. So you have a good night from Dove Night.